Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello, good day to you all on this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn more about me, simply visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I have learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Happy summer to you. It is a wonderful time in the northeast part of the United States of America, for sure. Summer is in full swing. And I'm just grateful to all of the wonderful benefits that God gives us in the forms of food, particularly. Speaking of pineapple, I don't know about you, but I love a pineapple, especially when they're so juicy and sweet. So I'm going to share with you today 8 reasons why you should be eating pineapple. I don't know if you want to call it a pine and an apple combined, but indeed, this comes to us today from LifeScript. And there are several reasons why, and there are 8 in particular, why we should be eating pineapple. Pineapple is so healthy for us. It's high in vitamins and great for your digestion. It's naturally sweet, of course. And so this fruit comes from Hawaii, indeed. And there are other places that grow, but Hawaii is like the main hub for this wonderful tropical fruit. Well, what the very first reason why you should be eating pineapple is because pineapple is rich in vitamin C. One cup, and one cup only, that is 8 ounces, one cup of pineapple chunks contains more than the minimum daily requirement for vitamin C. So this is good for you in the wintertime as well, when you need to build up your immune system, which is 75 milligrams, that's one cup, of pineapple chunks. It's 75 milligrams daily for women and 90 milligrams for men, according to the National Institutes of Health. And vitamin C also helps protect against viral infection and inflammation. So if you're feeling inflamed somewhere, your joints or anything, pineapple is a wonderful, wonderful for you, except if you're diabetic. If you're diabetic, you need to cut down on the fruit intake, because fruits contain more sugar than vegetables do, of course. But, of course, if you are experiencing anything, inflammation whatsoever, it's great to protect against viral infection and inflammation. So switch up your breakfast routine. Instead of orange juice or grapefruit juice, enjoy the flavor of fresh or canned pineapple to get your daily dose of vitamin C. I mean, I would definitely prefer that any day. Guess what? The reason number 2 why you should be eating pineapple is because it's a weight loss enhancer. Isn't that wonderful? You want to keep down that midsection of your, that muffin top? Eat yourself some pineapple. What wonderful benefits. It does your body good, and it tastes good. And because it's inexpensive, easy to prepare, and low in calories, pineapple makes a good snack if you want to lose weight. You won't miss all those high-sugar snacks you used to crave, so you'll save calories, but still feel satisfied for longer, and that won't happen with candy and chips. It just won't. That's why they say, you know, it's an old cliche with a chip, you can't eat just one, because it doesn't satisfy you. But indeed, eat yourself a couple pineapples and see what happens. Good pairings include pineapple chunks with walnuts, low-fat whipped cream, or a rice dish, and which I'm not an advocate of low-fat at all, but if you are considering it, that's just one of the pairings that they recommend. Other fruit helps manage food cravings by delivering sweetness while keeping blood sugar levels even because of its high fiber content. Fiber is good for your body, too. High fiber foods help you eat less because they keep you feeling fuller longer. So So they also improve blood glucose control. And this is according to the Joslin Diabetes Center at Harvard Medical School. Pineapple is 94% carbohydrate. So keep that in mind if you're on a low-carb diet. But indeed, it's a carb that I would definitely recommend for sure. Not necessarily potatoes and you know, other starches of that nature, simple sugars. I would or rice or anything like that. Pineapple, if you need to eat a carb, yeah, that would be one of them I would recommend. Reason number three, you need to eat pineapple. It helps digestion and reduces inflammation. It's a double whammy. Pineapple contains bromelain. That's an enzyme that studies show can reduce the inflammation and swelling that occurs in conditions such as sinusitis, sore throat, and arthritis flare-ups, according to the NIH. Pineapple also is recommended for indigestion. Bromelain may help relieve the inflammation associated with ulcerative colitis, and that's according to a 2012 Chinese study published in the Saudi Journal of Gastroenterology. So if you're dealing with an infection or an injury, bromelain can help reduce swelling, bruising, healing time, and pain after injuries and surgery. Now, I'm just so convinced when it comes to pineapple. It's so good, and it tastes so good, and so good for you. Guess what else pineapple does? It boosts eyesight. Do help keep your eyes bright and healthy, but new research suggests that fruit is even more important for eye health. That pineapple, that is. And eating three or more servings of fruit a day may lower the risk of age-related macular degeneration and by as much as 36%, according to a study in Archives of Ophthalmology. AMD, that's macular degeneration, age-related macular degeneration, AMD, is a leading cause of vision loss in older adults, afflicting more than 1.8 million Americans over 40. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that. And adding more pineapple to your diet will give you more of the antioxidants you need to slow the development of this sight-robbing condition. So if you haven't been convinced with just those four, let me continue. There are four more. Pineapple helps keep your bones healthy. Wow. Along with calcium, the trace mineral manganese is essential for maintaining strong bones and healthy connective tissues. A single cup of pineapple contains about 76% of the recommended daily manganese. Manganese helps stave off osteoporosis and ease symptoms of the bone disease by helping to improve overall bone and mineral density, according to the University of Maryland Medical Center. Plenty of other tropical fruits are also high in manganese, including raspberries, blackberries, strawberries, and bananas. So you can pair pineapple with any or all of these fruits for a delicious salad packed with manganese and other essential vitamins and minerals that will benefit your bones. A fruit that can benefit your bones. Still not convinced? I've got another reason for you to eat a pineapple. It is affordable, convenient, and easy to serve. Unlike expensive imports of seasonal fruits, fresh, frozen, and canned pineapple is available year-round in most American markets. Besides fresh and frozen varieties, canned pineapple comes in small and medium-sized cans or jars that are just right for snacking or adding to a fruit salad. Now, if you're going to consume any pineapple that comes in a can, read the ingredients. There should be only two: pineapples and juice from pineapples. That's it. There should not be any other preservatives or anything like that. And I would definitely go with fresh. And if you have too much of it in abundance, won't last that long in my house. But indeed, you can freeze it. So my suggestion is read the label. It's just so easy to read a label. Don't buy anything with preservatives in it. By all means, go for the freshest possible. And two ingredients, pineapple and pineapple juice. That's the juice from the pineapple. Besides the crushed variety, the pineapple as opposed to the cubed the cubed one. The crushed variety comes ready to pour over your favorite salad or on cottage cheese, for that matter. Yes, good combination for some. May not like it for others, but it's a good combination. If you could try it. Try it, you may like it. Pineapple is available in light or heavy syrup, which I do not recommend. Why? Because of high fructose corn syrup that they include. So choose wisely. Choose the fruit packed in its own juice for a healthy alternative. Once again, two ingredients, pineapple and pineapple juice from the pineapple. That's it. No other source. Here's another reason. Kids love it. I have three and not one of them do not like it. Pineapple chunks or rings are finger foods, making them easy to eat as well as sweet and simple to serve to kids. Pack in school lunches or as an after-school treat. Unlike apples and oranges that have to be peeled, a pop-open can of pineapple is ready whenever kids ask for a snack. So try storing some pineapple chunks and rings in plastic baggies for ready access. So if you're like me, I reuse my containers for sure because of the simple fact that I am eco-friendly as an individual. And as a holistic health coach, so I like to reuse and not and reduce and recycle as opposed to filling up our landfills. Here is the final but probably not the last reason why you should be eating pineapple. Pineapple recipes are easy to find. Just that simple. You can get health benefits of pineapples more often by adding the flavorful fruit to a variety of foods you already eat and trying it in new recipes. You can try it in your style that goes well with many meats. How about some barbecue pineapple chicken? I've tried it. It tastes wonderful. You can skewer your pineapple chunks, and you can probably even grill them and pair that up with some sweet peppers. And it's just a wonderful treat. You can try it cooked on any other type of meat, perhaps, maybe lamb chops. Canned pineapple can be added to your tofu stir fry. And if you're going to get tofu, by the way, always look for the GMO labeling. GMO for non-genetically modified. You want to look for that butterfly. If you don't see it, don't buy it. Pineapples works well, crushed pineapple. They work well in sauces and on sundaes. Have you ever tried it on a sundae? So they're very easy. Pineapple and coconut. Have you ever tried that combination? Wonderful, wonderful. You can try it on a homemade banana split. Wonderful to consume. So just think about the endless variety of ways you can use pineapples and consume them. So I hope that you're a pineapple crazy and go get yourself some pineapple. It's very inexpensive, yet it is very healthy as well. So I encourage you to do just that. Get yourself some pineapple. All right, moving on to Wednesday's word. It comes to us from the Joyce Meyer Ministries, Power from Heaven. Power from Heaven. But you shall receive power. That's ability, efficiency, and might. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends. The ends of the very bounds of the earth. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It is possible to fill a glass with water without filling it to full capacity. Likewise, are born again, you have the Holy Spirit in you. But you may not yet be totally filled with the Spirit. Many Christians are very busy doing things for God, but don't have enough power in their lives to be what God wants us to be. Going through the motions and following religious formulas is a waste of time. You must have the revelation that Jesus is alive within you and allow him to change you and make you a new creature in Christ. Don't tuck God away for emergencies and Sunday mornings. Allow him to work freely in every area of your life through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's Wednesday's word. I hope today was definitely encouraging to you, both spiritually and physically, when you get yourself your pineapple. Enjoy it to the fullest in its many benefits, and happy summer to you. On that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. God bless you, and I'd love to hear it from you on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. Search me up, Jesse Blair Myrie, Division Voice. I'm there. I'm somewhere. Love to hear from you. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Bye-bye.